Childhood. Almost everyone has one.
But some childhoods are complicated. And by complicated, we mean causing severe trauma that only years of therapy can heal.
One such childhood belongs to Hansel, a boy who, with his sister, Gretel, had to tough it out in the mean streets of the Black Forest.
Long before it became the gentrified hipster playground that we all know today.
But he ultimately did all right for himself. He and his sister.
This happened in Germany at the time. I live in Long Island now, though.
Still, he thinks that, perhaps, he shouldn't have. Nobody else agrees.
Parties were thrown in our honor. Streets were named after us. I even got to sit on the lap of a princess, and I almost touched her boob.
Survivor's guilt. It's a thing. Look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
It's time for him to move on, and he just can't really seem to let go. And I've moved on with my life, and everyone else has, and he's kind of just stuck in the past.
And it feels one way to escape with your life. But what is it like to take a life?
It was Gretel that pushed the hag into the fire, so why am I the one losing sleep?
If I'm gonna die, I'm not gonna die by being eaten by some crazy old lady in a candy house in the middle of the freaking woods, okay?
From Black Forest Public Radio, it's The Grim Life, distributed by Howl FM. We are the Sisters Grimm. Today, strangers with candy houses.
A story of two siblings, one perfectly adjusted. The other, he's working on it.
Stay with us. Before we go any further in this story, this episode does contain the words bitch and pussy throughout. So if you're the language police, you have to tell us.
No cops.
What truly makes a murderer? Is it innate evil? Learned evil? Necessity? And what's the difference? I'm a murderer. My sister is a murderer. We are both murderers in the eyes of the law.
You know, I see myself as a survivor. I'm a survivor. My brother and I are survivors. I'm maybe a little bit more of a survivor than he is. You know, like Beyonce.
You're more like Beyonce than he is?
I'm a lot like Beyonce, yeah.
He's more of a Kelly or a Michelle?
He's definitely a Michelle, I would say.
Why am I able to speak with you today, not boiling in hot oil, or burning on a stake, or being rolled down a hill in a barrel filled with spikes, or being talked to death by a magical flute? Because my sister and I were small children who were in danger when we committed this murder. Therefore, in the eyes of the law, we stood our ground and were innocents.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah, I stood my ground. I did what I had to do. It was her or us, you know? I mean, who wouldn't have done what I did?
My name is Hansel, and my sister, Gretel, and I, we burned a witch in her own oven in self-defense. Or so the town criers reported.
Yeah, I pushed that bitch into the fire. I mean, it was either she pushes me or I push her. What would you do? Which would you choose if you were me? You know? She had my brother in a freaking cage.
And not only were we not punished, we were celebrated.
Oh, yeah. The parade was amazing. I got to sit on the float and I got to wave. They gave me a crown and a sash and everything. That was freaking awesome. I mean, yeah, it was like a hero's homecoming. You know, it was like we had gone to war in a way.
We were the toast of the town, which is ironic, since we'd just escaped a house made of cake.
A house made of sweets during a famine. That is tempting.
I remember it smelled a lot like gingerbread. There was a lot of black licorice, which is the worst kind of candy. But when you're starving like we were, you kind of take what you can get.
How did the house taste?
Delicious. Definitely the tastiest house I've ever tasted. Keep in mind, we were starving. We had been left for dead by our stepmother. She was trying to get rid of us because we were experiencing a famine, and she didn't want us to eat up all the food, so she thought she would leave us for dead in the woods. So we were really hungry. So the house tasted freaking delicious. It was made of cookies and candy. I mean, I was so hungry that black licorice tasted good to me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, shit is disgusting.
It's really gross. Like, you don't know hunger like that. It's really the hungriest I've ever been. So the house was delicious. It was sweet in some parts. There was like a chocolate brownie chimney. It was like really fudgy brownies too, which I really like. There was peppermint staircase I really liked to lick that sometimes when she wasn't looking. There was fruit roll-up curtains. You know what I'm talking about? Like fruit roll-ups. Mm-hmm. All the curtains were made of fruit roll-ups.
Like orange and raspberry and
yeah, it was like grape and strawberry. You know, they like it was the rainbow kind. It's like a lot of blue dye, which some people say isn't good for you. But you know what? I'm going to eat those curtains if the curtain's made of fruit roll-ups.
What would it take to kill for cake?
Let's be clear. We did not intend to kill anyone that fateful night, nor did we purposefully end that confused woman's life for money or for fame. But ask yourself this. After years of starvation and neglect, after your own parents leave you in the woods to fend for yourself, and a bird eats the crumbs that you planned on using to find your way back, when you see a big candy house covered in lollipops, licorice, peppermint patties, chocolate, and even those weird foreign candies that the rich kids bring to school after vacation. You see this, and you wonder quietly to yourself, who do I have to kill to have this all to myself? Do you mean it? No. But do you mean it? Maybe. Well, we ate some of her house, and then she tried to eat us. It was tit for tat, back and forth, an eye for an eye. A candy heart for a real one, some real Old Testament kind of stuff.
And on regrets?
Do I regret what I did? Sometimes. Gretel says she doesn't. It was Gretel that pushed the hag into the fire, so why am I the one losing sleep? I guess it's because it was I whom the witch wanted to eat. I that was helpless and trapped in a cage.
Why just Hansel? Why only the boy? I mean, girls are traditionally tastier.
How would you know that?
It's just a tradition.
I don't know if it was a sexual thing or what, but she was really obsessed with eating only him. She didn't seem interested in eating me. She just wanted me to clean the house, which frankly felt a little sexist, I have to say.
What was going through Hansel's mind while he was trapped in that cage? Waiting for the day the witch decided to eat him.
I wanted so badly to be the hero, to break through my shackles and strangle the witch with her own chains, to save us both, escape back to father. But it was Gretel who saved us. She had the strength to do what needed to be done.
Would have been nice if he strangled her with some chains, you know what I mean? It kind of fell all to me. I had to do all the work. He just kind of sat there crying and chirping in his cage. But when my brother was in that cage, he kind of lost his ability to speak for a while, I think out of just fear and desperation. And he would kind of only talk in chirps. My brother seemed to accept his death. He seemed to accept his fate, but I wasn't willing to do that.
I was overwhelmed with the sounds of the hag burning alive, begging for help, her skin blistering, popping. Yeah. And yet Gretel coolly searched through the witch's belongings until she found exactly what she was looking for, a vase filled with precious jewels. She then pushed me out of that godforsaken house like she pushed that witch into her fiery grave. And we were able to go to grad school from the profit we made off of selling the jewels.
He went to school for philosophy, which is a pretty useless degree. I went to grad school went to business school because I opened my own business. And I also went to self-defense graduate school. Got my master's in self-protection.
With a treasure trove of gemstones and jewels, Hansel and Gretel improved their lives and the lives of many in their community.
Father expanded his woodcutting business and basically runs our town.
We hired some social media ghostwriters, and things really took off from there. He's got the top woodcutting business in our village in Germany.
We sponsored a new church for the village, partly to show our generosity, partly in the hopes that we could clear our name with the Lord. We still have half of a vase full. stashed away in a safe deposit.
Though she has a tough exterior, you can see the experience has shaken Gretel. It's evident in her spending habits.
I'm really building out my, really into like guns, sort of like gun collection and weaponry, Japanese sword collection. I've got a like pretty impressive collection actually in my house in Mamaroneck, Long Island.
You have a lot of ovens in your home?
I do, yeah. Yeah. When I built my house out in Long Island, I had them put an oven in every room on every floor. It's an 8-story house. There's 50 rooms, so it's a lot of ovens. And I did that to just remind me of where I came from and what I've overcome and what I've survived. And yeah, it keeps me humble. And also, I can make fresh bread in literally any room in my house anytime I want. So, yeah.
Hansel, however, is still dealing with the fallout, and it's even affected his diet.
I don't care for sweets anymore. I never touch roasted meat. I like bread and cheese, berries. That's about it. You'd think I'd enjoy a bird here and there, like the one that ate the breadcrumbs that should have led us home safely. But no, not even that. I asked a question earlier. What truly makes a murderer? Innate evil? Learned evil? Necessity? I believe it's all three. That we all have the capacity for evil, and that some of us learn to kill out of necessity.
Look, a murderer, that's such a broad term. It's like the word producer, right? What's a producer? A producer, that's a blanket term. And a murderer is a blanket term. I mean, am I a murderer? Technically, yes. I've killed somebody. But am I the same kind of murderer as, like, O.J. Simpson or Charles Manson or, you know, Jodi Arias or whatever her name is? No, I'm not. I did it out of self-defense. And that's the difference.
O.J. Simpson and Jodi Arias were both acquitted, and Charles Manson sent other people to do his murders. He didn't do the murders himself.
Right. I would have sent someone else to do it for me if I had had that option, for sure. It wasn't my choice. I basically, there were no other options. It was me or her, you know? I was acquitted, too, when you think about it. On my murder trial. I didn't have a murder trial because of the laws in Germany similar to Florida.
Hansel doesn't seem to blame anybody but himself.
Even our stepmother, who convinced our weak-willed father to abandon us, she did it out of necessity.
Meanwhile, Gretel still harbors some resentment.
What kind of man can be convinced to leave his children for dead by his second wife? I mean, how good must that poon have been, right? I mean, she's dead now, so I can make these jokes.
Now, your stepmother fell in a well shortly after you and your brother escaped.
Yeah, she sure did. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes karma's a bitch, huh?
What would you say to allegations that you, in fact, pushed her in the well after having pushed the witch into the oven?
Look, there's no evidence whatsoever that she was pushed. She was a very clumsy woman, stupid woman, evil. Well, she was an evil stepmother, truly. That's been confirmed by doctors after, you know, since. She fell, okay? And there's really no evidence otherwise. It's just a, you know, an accident. Accidents happen. That's all I can say about it, really. If you have any more questions, you can speak to my lawyer about it.
As brother and sister, now leading separate lives across the ocean from one another, having to pick up the pieces and rebuild, one has to wonder, what's next? Where do they go from here?
I'm thinking of building a shelter or school for other little Hansels and other little Gretels. Even little girls who might turn to child-eating or sorcery in hard times. Help them cope with their difficulties. Help them find a better way. Like breadcrumbs of perseverance in the woods of existence, protected from life's hungry little birds.
Is there anything that you would like to tell your brother right now?
If I could say anything to my brother, it would be, at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of animals. And in the animal kingdom, only the strong survive. If we were meant to die at the hands of that old woman, we would have. But we outsmarted her. I outsmarted her. You're lucky enough to have a sister like me.
Death is a part of life.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, unless you're enchanted.
Hmm?
Oh, or made of metal. Or I guess some kind of deity? Oh, or anthropomorphic personification.
And being a child is hard. Everyone wants to kidnap or eat you or both.
Mm-mm.
Given everything that lurks about, huh? Do you eat children?
Not every day.
Ahem. Given everything that lurks about, we're lucky to be alive.
Perhaps all children should be enchanted to be instant adults. You know, I met a witch that said that she could do that once, but I don't know if it's true. She really lied a lot.
You eat children.
Oh, special occasions! Give me a break. There are a lot of people that eat a lot more children than I do.
This episode of The Grim Life was created by Siobhan Thompson and Anna Rubinova. It was edited by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova. Strangers with Candy Houses featured Ben Warheit as Hansel and Laura Wilcox as Gretel. The Grim Life is a Left-Handed Radio quality product, a Howl original, and a production of Midroll Media.
Hello, it's the Sisters Grimm. Thank you so much for listening to our show on Howl. Check back next week for the next episode. But in the meantime, there is a lot of other stuff on here that we think that you would like, such as The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, a ridiculously funny show starring Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. In it, he plays a ship commander on a mission to find a plant known to be the very source of pleasure in the world, which I think is just called marijuana. Or check out Fruit from Issa Rae. Fruit is about a pro football player named X on a journey of self-discovery and sexual exploration, both on and off the field.
And then it says ad lib here, but I don't know what that means.
Uncle Bertie and Fruit are only available right here on Howl Premium. Check them out today.